Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. We got very excited about our good buddy Ed Abel being back on the show. Ed is a longtime business advisor. He's the founder of Abel Business Institute, the author of Roadmap to Success, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Did I say that already? But I'll say it again because he is and has been now. Ed Abel, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be here. I love coming on the show, Jim.
It's good to have you back, Ed. You know, Ed, one of the things that I've been talking a lot about with other people and with you too, to some degree over the last few years, is trying to help small business owners get their heads out of the trenches. Mm. Quit working, as you probably have said many times, in their business for a few minutes or an hour or two, and start working on their business. And the difference, another way to put this would be, Take some time, not all the time, because you got to execute. You have to spend more time executing than not, but take some time away from executing and start looking at strategy. What do you think, Ed?
Well, Jim, exactly right. But here's the challenge. Most business owners, small business owners, don't even know what do I do or where do I go to get my head out of the business?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, the bigger issue. It's kind of like, you know, you don't know what you don't know, so if you don't know what to do or how to do it, you stay paralyzed in what you're doing.
You don't know that you don't know. That's a don't know squared.
Exactly, and it leaves you squared and losing focus. See, I really believe that every business evolves. And if you stay caught up in just doing what you're doing, you're going to become the dot matrix repairman for those computer printers that they don't make anymore.
Right, right.
You know, and frequently what you have is business owners, they're so focused on trying to get their business to a sustainable level that they're not looking at the marketplace. They're not looking at the things that are changing. You know, the simple things like, you know, in today's marketplace, if you're a website business, should you have an app? Are you, you know, is your website manageable on all these different devices? And so you're just worried about your website being user-friendly on all this stuff, but you're never taking your head out of the sand looking at, oh, my God, tablets is the hottest, newest thing, mm-hmm. or, you know, Facebook. And here's the problem. And I'm part of this. I fit right in. Since I'm not a user of Facebook, I don't value it.
Mm-hmm.
And so unless I'm aligning myself with people that are objective and capable of seeing a bigger picture, I'm going to play it off as not important, and it becomes, because that's my feeling, mm-hmm. not what is reality. And we wind up losing the race. You're going to go into last place.
One of the things that that I think would help people, let's think about it this way. It'll help you get your head out of executing, but sort of take a break from executing and spend some time, 30 minutes, an hour, a day, a month, or whatever, on strategy, is when you're executing, you're doing what you think your customers want right now. If you're in business, you wake up thinking about customers.
Great.
you go to sleep thinking about customers. And so when you're executing, you are literally in the moment with customers. When you're thinking about strategy, you're in the future with customers. And you can't. It's very difficult to execute, and in 1 second, and then think about the future in the next second. What do you think?
brilliantly stated. That's exactly what the issue is. And here, you know, you mentioned the whole idea of how do we get them to do it. It's part of it is scheduling it. You know, how do you, if you don't have something on a calendar to do, you don't do it. I don't care who wants to challenge that. Oh, I'm going to remember this or that. No. You need to actually calendar on your calendar and leave that time available to go and work on your business.
And you probably need to take somebody with you, schedule somebody to do it with you so that you'll be held responsible, held accountable for that time, because if it's just you, you'll find a way to get around it. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Ed Abel. We're going to talk some more about breaking away some execution time and giving it to strategic time. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.